Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Coast Freeform Radio. Enjoy. This is Harrison. You were listening to Stranger Waves. You just heard Let the Good Times Roll by Dead & Company, performed just, can't do math, just 5 days ago? Yeah, just 5 days ago at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater in Maryland Heights, Missouri. That's a fun song. The Dead only played it about 50 times. Actually, I have exactly 50 times they've played it. between 1988 and 1995. So I pretty heavily associate that song with Dead & Company. It's a pretty common opener that they've been using for their tenure, and I enjoy it quite a bit. Would love to see it at Fenway if I get lucky. So yeah, today I'm doing a Dead & Company kind of summer 2023 roundup show. I think we're about halfway through the tour, or you know, we're somewhere around there. They just played two nights at Wrigley, which sadly won't be included here because I haven't had a chance to listen to them because they came out this morning. But yeah, got a lot of really good stuff, some stuff that I want to hear, some stuff that I thought Dead & Company pulled off particularly well. And we're going to keep it moving because I got a lot of music, not a lot of time to talk. So let's keep it rolling. Up next, got one of my personal favorites, would really love to see this. This is Here Comes Sunshine from June 3rd at Bristow, Virginia. Enjoy. right, so you just heard Here Comes Sunshine by Dead & Company at, where was it? Bristow, Virginia on June 3rd. Yeah, I love that song. Really, really hoping to see it. They've been using it as an opener for both sets pretty recently, and I'm hoping that we get one in Boston, because I love that song. I think John Mayer's voice works really well with it. I think that there's like a handful of Dead songs that I would say John Mayer fits really well, kind of like vocal profile-wise. That's one of them. And yeah, I don't know. There's not much more I can say about it. Well, here's something I will say about it. So I'm playing this off of a service called Nugsnet. For those of you who follow Dead & Company or really just kind of any live music in general at the moment, you're probably familiar with it. It's a mostly solid platform, except for when it doesn't work, and it likes to do that pretty frequently. I also think it's like kind of poorly laid out. Like, for example, when you're looking at a Grateful Dead set list, for those of you who aren't in the know, when two songs are played together with no break in between, they put a little greater than sign after it to, you know, imply that it kind of flows into the next song. Nugs does not do this. So even though I have been listening to all these shows and I, you know, theoretically could have it memorized, which song goes into which, whatever, I don't. So I'm going to be cutting off a couple of these kind of short because they, you know, fade into the next song. That one goes straight into Mississippi Half Step, which is, that would be a dream opener for me. I love both of those songs to death. But again, we only have an hour, so we got to be selective about what we play. And I think the Here Comes Sunshine is definitely the highlight of those two. Up next, got one that I think pretty much everybody can agree Dead & Company has done really well throughout their entire tenure. This is a song that if I had to pick John Mayer's song, this would probably be it. It'd either be this or Althea. No Althea today, by the way. Saving that for later. This is Deal from the first show. Yeah, the first show of the tour, May 19th, 2023 in LA. So, and this is a set closer. So it's a real heater, and I hope you enjoy.
Time. most busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
You know what? I agree, Willie. Okay, you guys just heard a PSA from Willie Nelson and then a deal from May 19th, 2023, Dead & Company. Really hoping for that one because I love that song, but I also know Jonathan really wants to hear it. So that'd be cool if we were able to pull that out. It sucks. There's so much to hear and there's only two nights. So really praying that something comes together. But yeah, it looks like I have just enough time for the last three songs of the set list, so we're going to get right into it. This is Going Down the Road Feeling Bad from May 28th in Atlanta, Georgia. Another set closer because, you know, those are the best. So yeah, set one closer, Going Down the Road Feeling Bad, Atlanta, Georgia. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Right, so that was Going Down the Road Feeling Bad from May 28th in Atlanta, Georgia. Got two songs left before I have to leave y'all for the afternoon. And this is a fun one. I love Casey Jones, but the problem is that I haven't seen it live yet. I really want to see it live. And the version that they play, that I'm about to play for you from Phoenix, Arizona on May 23rd, is particularly excellent. And I hope you enjoy it. It's a bit of a long one, but stick around, because the last song I'm going to play, I think, is probably the most interesting of the bunch. So yeah, this is Casey Jones from May 23rd, 2023 in Phoenix, Arizona by Dead & Company. I hope you all enjoy.
Trouble behind, and you know that notion. just crossed my mind.
All right, that was Casey Jones from May 23rd, 2023 in Phoenix, Arizona. And we've reached our last song of the afternoon. But I'll be back next week, same time, so please do tune in. Up next, got probably the encore that I'm hoping for the most, weirdly enough, even though I really want to hear Ripple and Broke Down. This one would be crazy. I didn't think this was in play until they played it about a week ago on June 5th, 2023 at the Pavilion at Starry Lake in Burgerstown, Pennsylvania, where the police unlawfully arrested a man for selling t-shirts that he made. Shout out Pennsylvania Police and Undercover Cops and Shakedown. Y'all are really cool, and you should definitely keep doing what you're doing. But up next, you got The Wait, which is the band song that I love so much, and they used it as an encore for the show, and everybody gets a chance to sing, so it's a lot of fun for that. And I will leave you after the song, and I'll be back next week. But yeah, this is The Wait from June 5th, 2023 in Pennsylvania. Enjoy.
Take a load off. put your load right on. Right on me.
All right, thank you so much for tuning in to Stranger Waves. This is Harrison, and you were listening to 91.5 WMFL, Medford House Freeform Radio. I'm going to hand it off to the next DJ now, and have a great rest of your day.
Much, but you know how it gets out here.